Thank you for downloading this VintageRadioshows.com podcast. We have over 30,000 shows for you to download and enjoy for only $7.95 per month. Sit back and relax while you enjoy the best from the golden age of radio. And please visit us at VintageRadioshows.com.
Lever Brothers Company, makers of Lifebuoy Health Soap, present Big Town.
Extra, extra, extra! Here's Steve Wilson and Sports Racket Exposé. Big Town gambler slain in the fatal fix. Extra, extra!
Yes, Lever Brothers Company, makers of Lifebuoy Health Soap, are proud to present Big Town. The story of fighting editor Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and Steve Wilson's headline racket expose, captioned The Fatal Fix. Baseball, basketball, boxing, the racetrack have become big business, big money. And when professional gamblers move in, sportsmanship is out. And such is the case in The Fatal Fix that began, insofar as Steve Wilson was concerned, on an abandoned coal dock on the waterfront of Big Town.
Hush up, Cleo. You've had your milk. Go catch yourself a rat. Hush up, Cleo. Somebody just drove out on the dock. I'm going to blow out the candle. They ain't coming to our shanty boat. You and me don't know nobody that owns a car except our friend Mr. Wilson of the press. Cleo! Cleo! Somebody's getting murdered. You stay in the shanty. I'm going to sneak up on the dock and see what's happened. Because the cops blame us for anything that happens on this old dock. Golly, the car's going away. But something happened. Something awful happened.
Help, somebody. Help, somebody help me.
Lady, I ain't nobody much, but I'll help you. What happened?
He hit me. He cut my face with a knife. Help me.
Oh, sure. Lean on me, lady. I'll help you into my shanty boat.
No. I got away from him out of the car, but he'll come back. Kill me. They gotta kill me.
Who's gotta kill you?
I know too much about the fix.
What fix?
The bribes, the game, the big game. They're gonna miss shots and fix the score. They'll come back.
Oh, then I better get you out of here.
I got no place to go. They'll find me.
No, they won't, lady. I know a newspaper fella that'll know what to do.
A newspaper man? Well, they'll kill me if I talk to the newspapers.
No, they won't. My friend, Mr. Wilson, will get them before they get you. Now, come on, lady. I'll help you to a place where we can phone him right away.
Yeah?
Brad?
Yeah.
It's me, Shiv.
So what?
Lola got away.
You dope.
But she ain't got far.
Get her or you'll get it.
Okay. She's on a coal dock with an old river rat named Willie the Weep.
Get her and clam him.
I marked her. She's plenty scared. Maybe she'll stay clamped.
Bring her here and we'll find out.
What if she won't come, Brad?
If she won't play, finish marking her up and dunk her deep.
Got a minute?
Always for you, Lorelei. Come in.
Thanks. Will you take a look at this safe driving material?
Sure thing. How's that lead article coming?
Yeah, here it is.
Uh-huh. Death at the wheel. Good.
The Safety Council has given us the latest figures.
Fine, but figures don't scare people enough, Lorelei.
Well, they need to be scared out of their wits.
No, into using their wits, realizing that any careless driver is asking for a fatal accident.
I've hammered on that with a few well-chosen incidents.
Yeah, so I see. Well, lead off with this and make it a series.
Uh-oh, your private line to your listening post and the fringe of the so-called underworld.
Yes, I'm expecting a new tip on that numbers racket murder last week. Hello, Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Mr. Wilson, it's me, Willie the Weed.
Oh, hello, Willie. How's everything along the waterfront?
Something awful just happened on the old coal dock alongside my shanty boat.
What happened, Willie?
Somebody almost killed
Good grief. Let's have it, Willie. Fast.
Well, he beat her and cut her up with a knife. She got away from him.
Now, wait a minute, Willie. Not quite so fast. Where is she, Willie?
Hiding in an alley, outside the dog wagon I'm phoning from. She's afraid the fellow will come back and finish killing her.
Is she badly wounded?
No, just cut on the face and kind of dizzy from being hit on the head.
What's back of it, Willie?
Some kind of a racket.
Racket?
She knows too much. She's afraid to go home. I said you'd help her, but she's scared of everybody.
I'll hang up and get back to her, Willie. She may try to get away from you and hide.
What'll I do with her, Mr. Wilson? She won't let me take her to the police.
I'll take her to Mozart's Harbor Cafe. It's only a couple of blocks from where you are, Willie.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. Are you coming down?
Yes, with Miss Kilburn. We'll be there in 10 minutes. Get going, Willie. Don't let that girl get away.
Thus, Steve Wilson moves into a situation promising dangerous complications. And for the exciting developments in this fatal fix, we'll return to Big Town in a moment. Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, get skin cleaner, stops BO as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt you never see. Doctors say that Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And it makes Lifebuoy milder, too.
Yes, safe even for babies' tender skin.
No wonder Lifebuoy today is used in the homes of 40 million Americans. They like its mildness, its rich lather, its greater protection. Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner. Stops BO as no other leading soap can. So bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and Steve Wilson's story of the fatal fix. Acting on a gang violence tip, Steve is on his way to Mozart's Harbor Cafe. But meanwhile, Willie the Weep is trying to lead the victim, a young girl, along a dark street to Mozart's place.
Come on, Brady. My friend Mr. Wilson's going to meet us at Mozart's Harbor Cafe and help you.
No. If I talk to the newspapers, they'll find me and kill me sure next time. Let me go, please, Mr. Willie.
No, lady, you're all cut up and bleeding. Mozart will fix you up, and Mr. Wilson will see nothing more happen to you.
No, they'll find me and kill me.
They was gonna anyway. They will anyhow. Please, lady, come on. It's only about a block to Mozart.
All right, but... that car. Let me go.
It's no use. You're too sick to run away.
It's him. Shiv.
Yeah, Lola, baby. Come on, get in the car. The boss wants to see you.
You keep away from this lady. You let her alone.
Well, listen to who's talking.
You put away that knife and leave this lady alone.
And listen to who's giving orders.
Leave him alone, Shiv. He was just trying to help me. He don't know nothing. I'll go with you. I can't help myself.
Sure, Lola. You're going to see the boss and tell him you've learned your lesson. Now get in the car while I learn this stumble bum his lesson.
Let me go, Shiv.
Shut up.
You let that lady alone.
Oh, so you want to play rough, huh? Okay, brass knucks will do for you.
Say, boss, Miss Kilburn.
Say it, Harry, but watch your driving. I'm doing a feature series on reckless drivers, and it wouldn't look good if I were involved in even a minor accident.
Oh, fear not, Miss Kilburn. I am well aware of the fact that auto manufacturers have been able to foolproof everything on a car but the nut at the wheel and drive accordingly. Mozart's joint coming up.
Pull up and stop, Harry. But wait for us. That girl might be seriously cut up, and we may have to rush her to a hospital.
Check, boss. And I will keep my trusty Naganaka handy in case the mug that mocked her should show up to do an encore.
Do that, Harry. There's something ugly back of this. Come on, Lola.
Right with you, Steve. My nurse's aid training may come in handy if Mozart hasn't been able to patch up that gal's face.
Yes, and that face slashing trademarks this as gang vengeance or a final warning. Let's go in the side door. They probably got the girl in the back room.
If Willie was able to persuade her to come here.
Well, Mozart is in the back. I hear him beating out the blues.
Yeah, that's odd. Let's go in.
Yes. Good grief, he's alone.
Oh, Willie and the girl aren't here.
They've had time enough. Mozart.
Oh, Steve. Lorelei. What brings you down to the waterfront?
To meet Willie the Waif.
Willie?
Yes, oh. Mozart. He found a girl beaten up on the dock near his shanty. Phoned me, and I asked him to bring her here.
Well, I haven't showed. I've been here practicing one-handed harmonies in case I never get this busted wing out of its sling.
Oh, how is your wounded shoulder, Mozart?
I'll live. But, Willie's not showing. Don't look good.
Well, it's 15 minutes since he phoned me from a dog wagon only 3 blocks from here.
Well, he said the girl was afraid to talk to the newspapers. Maybe she wouldn't come, Steve, and got away from him.
Well, I was taken away from him by the slug who cut her up. Stay here, Lorelei. I'll get Harry, and we'll scout the streets between here and the cold.
Mozart!
Willie!
Mr. Wilson!
Oh, Steve, he's been beaten up.
Willie, what's happened? Here, man, let me help you. Sit down. You're out on your feet.
He got her, Mr. Wilson. I couldn't stop him. I tried, but he had brass knuckles, and he beat me.
Now, take it easy, Willie. I'm sure you did your best.
Mozart, get me a wet cloth, quick.
Yeah, sure, Lorelei. I'll get him a slug or something.
She tried to keep him from beating me up, Mr. Wilson. Said she'd go with him to see a guy he called the boss.
Steve, that means there's still time to do something.
Willie, did she give you any clue as to who these men are? What racket they're in?
Yeah, gambling.
Gambling? What kind?
Something to do with a fix.
A fix?
Games. Fixing the score, missing shots.
Steve, haven't there been rumors of a gambling fix in the basketball league?
Yes, and this girl may have been a contact, Lorelei, or knew too much.
She called the fella Shiv.
Shiv, the knife. Probably a goon boy for the gang. Did she mention someone else?
No, but he's taken her to the boss to see if she's learned her lesson.
I wonder if she has, and which lesson.
Well, either way, she's marked for elimination, sooner or later.
Well, sooner or later could both be tonight. What can we do, Steve?
Play a long shot, Lorelei. There's no time for anything else.
How do we play it?
Most of the gamblers operate out of the old Grand Hotel.
Golly, yes, and what do you know, Joe? The night clerk knows every two- and four-legged rat in the place.
Here's a wet cloth, Lorelei, and a slug of grape juice, Willie.
Grape juice?
Don't worry, Willie. It's been distilled. You'll never taste the grapes. Now drink it down.
And hold still, Willie. I'll wipe the dirt out of those cuts.
All right, Miss Kilburn. But could I have a little more of that grape juice, Mozart?
Sure thing, Willie.
Hold still, Willie. Are you going to phone? What do you know, Joe, Steve?
No, I'm going over there, Lorelei.
Wait a minute, and I'll go with you.
No, Lorelei, patch up Willie. I'll take Harry, and if my hunch is right, I'll ring in Inspector Callahan of Homicide.
Room service, old Grand Hotel.
Young man, get me the management.
Lady, I'm all the management there is this time of night. What's the beef?
Beef?
Squawk, York, or what have you.
Someone has a horse in the room next to mine.
A horse? Now, lady.
Two horses. They're galloping round the room.
Hey, you're in 7-9, ain't you?
What's that got to do with those horses?
Plenty, lady. Them ain't horses.
What are they?
Two bookies reenacting a dead heat at Hialeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, or I wouldn't be working in this dump. Relax, lady. They'll sleep it off just as soon as they finish the race.
Hello, Joe. You having trouble with the old grand inmates?
Oh, hiya, Mr. Wilson. Nothing special. What brings you to this AC Ducey joint this time AM?
Something very special, Joe. Could you stick your neck out long enough to give me a little information on a couple of your big-time gamblers?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Wilson. I ain't carrying much insurance. But then I ain't got any dependents.
Well, you won't have to show in this, Joe.
I wouldn't be any more use to you for tips if I did. Will it be?
A girl in the middle of a sports fix.
Uh-oh. Don't they ever learn?
She's had one lesson, Joe, that left her beaten up and marked with a knife. Willie the Weep found her and called me. But they took her away from Willie, beat him up, and took her back to school for another lesson.
Uh-huh. Who's the teacher?
I don't know, but his knife boy goes by the appropriate name of Shiv.
Shiv?
Yes.
Brad Keller's goon.
Keller, the promoter. What do you know, Joe? What do you know? How much do you know?
Too much for my own good.
Keller has a room here, hasn't he?
Yeah, the bridal suite. And the Shiv came in with a beat-up gal about 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago?
Yeah. Said she got nicked by a truck.
Where's that bridal suite, Joe?
Top floor. But look, Mr. Wilson, them ain't honeymooners up there.
Send me a passkey, Joe.
You ain't going up there alone.
No, Harry's outside.
Look, that hacky's monkey wrench is no good against rods, and you never carry one.
Well, let's leave the guns to the police, Joe. Oh, phone Inspector Callahan of Homicide.
Homicide? You figure there's going to be another murder in this joint?
Well, if it isn't headed off, now get Callahan on the double.
Okay, I only hope you know what you're doing, Mr. Wilson.
Just trying to prevent a murder, Joe. How about that pass key?
Okay, Mr. Wilson. Here you are.
Thanks very much, Joe. Till you're better paid.
Ah, don't mention it. Only don't forget that key'll open just about any door, including your size meat box in the morgue.
Say, boss, how come we are hoofing it up these back stairs?
Well, I'd rather not advertise our arrival on the floor outside Keller's suite, Harry.
Yeah, and that rickety elevator would sure proclaim our proximity.
That's right. And this is it. Now listen carefully.
I'm all ears, boss, and I got my trusty monkey wrench ready, willing, and able.
Well, just keep it ready, but keep quiet, Harry. And let's hope we can wait until Inspector Callahan and his homicide boys get here.
Okay, but are we going to just wait here at the head of the stairs?
No, Harry, I want you to stay here, out of sight, and watch the hall. If anyone comes up, follow them. Just that and nothing more.
Jack, boss, but whilst while you will be doing what?
Here's my plan, Harry. What do you know, Joe gave me a passkey and a sketch of the layout of Keller's suite. There are two entrances. One to the bedroom down at the end of the hall.
You're going in there before Callahan gets here?
Yes, Keller and his knife boy and the girl should be in the front room. I want to hear what they're talking about. Get the lowdown on this sports fix. Who's involved? And be as close as possible in case there's any more trouble in store for that girl.
Well, that is a pretty large order, boss, and a precarious preoccupation, which you'd better exercise extreme caution, as the saying goes.
I will, Harry. And I'm going to keep out of it until Callahan arrives, unless they start to work on that girl again.
Even so, you have not got any gun, and it is liable to end up with them working on you. So how about borrowing my trusty knock-a-knock in case of contingencies?
No, Harry. If this turns into a slugfest, someone is liable to get killed.
Okay, boss. I'll be here waiting for a call if you need me. Just make sure that somebody getting killed ain't you.
Snap out of it, Lola, and listen to me.
Don't, Brad. I won't talk. I swear I won't.
She's lying, Brad. I got a notion she talked her head off to that mooching stumblebum Willie to wait.
I didn't. I swear I didn't.
I spotted him coming out of a dog wagon near the dock. He must have phoned somebody. He was taking her someplace when I caught up with him.
Shut up, Shiv. Stop running off at the mouth. You messed this play up, but good.
Oh, what do you mean? You told me to...
I told you to throw a scare into her.
I tried just talking, but she wouldn't listen. She tried to jump out of the car.
So you mark her up so the cops will grill her till she talks if they spot her and pick her up.
I won't talk. I won't tell what I know. I promise.
Don't buy that, boss. She's seen me beat up that dope bully to weep. If she squawks, I go back to the pen for keeps with my record.
Shut up and quit thinking about yourself, Shiv. You muff this play and you deserve anything you get.
You'll get a piece of anything I get.
Listen, you rat... Listen, don't threaten me. If you're picked up for that work on Willie the Weep and you drag my name into it, you won't be safe in solitary. Now shut up while I tell Lola how it's going to be.
Okay. Okay, tell her.
Now listen, Lola, get it straight. I'm only going to tell you once.
I'm listening, Brad.
You got in this deal with your eyes open. You played the come-on to them dribble pusses and hoop artists. Primed them for the payoff to throw some key games so my syndicate could lay plenty of long, odd bets and make a killing.
Well, I couldn't help it if they went to the prosecutor.
No, but you could beat it out of town like you were told.
I was hiding in a girlfriend's apartment. That's where Shiv found me.
I'll say I did.
And the cops would have found you if Shiv hadn't got you first.
I wouldn't have talked.
We're going to make sure of that, Lola.
How?
You're going to go on a little trip with Shiv.
Oh, no, please, Brad, not with Shiv. Let me go alone. I'll get out of town. I'll stay out of big town. I'll hide.
That chance with that cut-up kisser.
Well, that's your fault.
That was for scratching and biting me, you lippy twist. And for 2 cents, I'd give you...
Lay off, Shiv. Get ready to ride.
Where's he taking me, Brad?
To a place out of town where the cops won't bother you and nobody will see that face of yours. Come on, get going.
Wait, Brad, please. Let me go fix my face. We might be stopped on the way and I look a mess.
Yeah. Maybe you better go wash your face and put some adhesive on that cut on your cheek. Go with us, Shiv.
No, please, I can do it.
What? And maybe get an idea to slip out the hall door of the bedroom? Nothing doing. Go along with us, Shiv.
Okay. Come on, baby, and no funny business or I'll mark you up so you'll need a couple of yards of tape.
Put away that knife and just see she don't break for that hall door or get near no windows and jump.
Okay, Brad. Come on, baby.
Hurry it up. Get her ready and out of here.
I'll phone the boys to take plenty of bets at the big game tomorrow night. Hey, Joe, get me long distance.
Come on, Toots, and let's not have any more trouble.
Let go of my arm. I hate you, you dirty little rat.
Oh, yeah? Maybe I'll give you a real reason when we get where we're going. In the bedroom. Now, wait till I snap on the light. Hey, you, don't be tame. You close that door.
No,
I didn't. Now, shut up, or I'll press your windpipe in your spine, you filthy little rat. Come here, miss.
Who are you?
Never mind. Snap on the light, quick.
Don't let him cry out. Keller's in the next room on the phone.
I know. I've been listening. Snap on the light.
Be careful. He has a knife.
He had a knife? Pick it up off the floor. Get out of here. The hall door.
What are you going to do?
Bring this knife-slinging slug along as Exhibit A.
Shiv, what's the idea of closing this door? You... Get away from that hall door, Lola. Let go of my boy, mister.
All right, Keller. That gun makes him all yours for the moment.
Wilson, the racket-busting newsie.
Yes, and it looks like I came to the right place.
You're gonna wish you hadn't. Come here, Lola. Give Shiv his knife.
I didn't fix this fix, Brad. I didn't know he was in here. I wasn't gonna talk.
I'll get to you, baby. Give Shiv his knife.
Yeah, baby. Give me that carver. Looks like the stick has got work to do.
Thus, the tables have been turned on Steve Wilson. And for the exciting payoff, we'll return to Big Town in just a moment. Doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors compared the results. They found that no other leading soap cleansed and protected as well as Lifebuoy. For Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, is more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that forms a foothold for B.O. And Lifebuoy is milder, too. So enjoy a refreshing Lifebuoy bath every day. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now, back to Steve Wilson and the Gambler's headquarters at the old Grand Hotel in tonight's racket expose headlined, The Fatal Fix.
Come on, Wilson. How did you get wise to our big fix?
Talk. Yeah, Wilson, talk.
Tell your goon boy to take the tip of his knife away from my throat, and I'll tell you anything you want to know, Keller.
Talk, or I'll split your apple for trying to bust mine.
Back up, Shiv. I want to know how much this nosy newsy knows and who else knows.
The public prosecutor knows plenty,
Maybe
Keller.
He does, but he ain't got no proof. No witnesses that we bribed any players to throw games.
Wrong, Keller. Most of the players are honest, and they reported your girlfriend's attempt to bribe them.
That don't prove she was acting for me.
And she ain't talking, are you, baby?
Brad, let Mr. Wilson go. I won't talk. I swear I won't talk if you'll let him go.
Listen to Pocahontas.
Shut up, Shiv. What's your angle on this, Wilson?
Helping the police smash your dirty racket, Keller.
Yeah?
Yes. But at the moment, I'll settle for persuading you to take a criminal conspiracy rap before you get involved in murder.
Who's going to get murdered?
You're going to have to kill this girl, and perhaps me, to keep this sports fix under wraps.
Oh, yeah, Wilson? How much do you want to keep your mouth shut?
I couldn't keep it quiet if you offered me $1 million.
Why not?
Because I've already notified the police. Callahan of Homicide is on his way here.
He's lying, Brad. He's playing this alone for a scoop in his lousy Illustrated
that
Press.
That notion has burned smarter crooks than you, Shiv. Call Switchboard if you don't believe Callahan is notified. And you're both caught in this rat trap.
He's lying, stolen. Let me take him a little for a ride.
Shut up, Shiv. You interest me, Wilson. What's the deal?
You'll have to make your deal with the prosecutor, Keller. But I'll bet you he'd trade your state's evidence for a short term if you'll throw in this knife-slinging rat on the attempted murder of Willie the Weep.
Why, you dirty, lousy nosy...
Wilson's got something. You loused this play.
Oh, yeah? Well, this knife says you're not gonna sell me up the river.
You knife-slinging rat! Wilson!
Wilson, Shiv's knife.
Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson.
That's all, miss. That's all there is. I knew there was bad blood between them. Knew if I needled Keller into a deal, they'd revert to the criminal code of dog eat dog.
What'll happen now? To me?
That'll depend on a judge and jury, miss. And how well you've learned the lesson that you can't play around the fringe of crime. It's all or nothing.
Boss! Hey, boss! What goes? Me and Miss Kilpine's out here.
Just a minute, Harry. I'll unlock this door.
Steve.
Lorelei.
I just got here and heard those shots. What happened?
Well, two crooks fell out and saved the state and the public a lot of trouble. Get on the phone, Lorelei.
Oh,
call
sure.
The press. Get Dusty Miller over here for a few photos captioned Exhibit A in the big book of crime that doesn't pay.
And so ended another racket-smashing adventure in the newspaper career of Steve Wilson, Lorelei, and his associates of the Big Town Illustrated Press. Now, before hearing about next week's Big Town adventure, here are Steve Wilson and Lorelei to tell you about the contest of a lifetime.
Friends, this is your chance to win the vacation of a lifetime. Would you like to explore Paris and London, see Cairo, visit Honolulu and other famous foreign cities? Then enter Lever's sensational $50,000 travel contest.
Just imagine, friends, you can win a round-the-world trip for two with all travel expenses paid, or choose $10,000 in cash.
Yes, and there are second prizes, too, 15 of them, with an all-expense trip to Europe for each winner, or $2,500 cash, plus 400 other prizes of $10 each. It's easy to enter. Here's all you do. Finish this statement in 25 words or less. I like bath-size Lifebuoy because. Send each entry with a box front from bath-size Lifebuoy to Lever Tour the World Contest, Box 1, New York 8, New York. That's Box 1, New York 8, New York. Only residents of continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii are eligible. Free entry blanks with complete rules are now at your store. Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you another hard-hitting racket expose captioned Murder in the Snow. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting editor Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Collin as Lorelei Kilburn, and was written and produced by Jerry McGill. And if you'd like to see what the cast of Big Town are really like, read the February issue of Radio Mirror magazine for an exciting story about Big Town, complete with pictures. And next Tuesday night, same time, same station, you'll hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Steve Wilson in the headline story of Murder in the Snow, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, another fine Lever product. Extra, extra.
New Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Yes, rain or shine, new Rinso gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out not just whiter, but whiter than new, and washable colors even brighter than brand new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Only new Rinso contains Solium.
Be sure and be with us again next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Dwight Wiest, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you for downloading this VintageRadioShows.com podcast. We have over 30,000 shows for you to download and enjoy for only $7.95 per month. Sit back and relax while you enjoy the best from the golden age of radio. And please visit us at VintageRadioShows.com.